With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Once again, members of the House dealing with another looming potential government shutdown.
The deadline this time is Friday, November 17th, and a number of lawmakers say a protracted partisan battle would most assuredly lead to federal agencies shuttering their doors. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been in talks in the last several days with members of his slim 221-212 majority about a clean continuing resolution with no cuts that would carry into the new year. But some hardliners want staggered deadlines for different agencies, as well as spending cuts and tighter security at the southern border. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Six people have been killed in a traffic accident in downtown Houston today. Police say a vehicle ran a red light at a high rate of speed, slammed into another car. We are now learning one of the victims in that crash is former Detroit Lions cornerback DJ Hayden. He was 33 years of age. Also at SRNnews.com, Veterans Day, as America honors those who have served. 96-year-old Earl Meyer saw combat in Korea and was wounded. To this day, he is waiting on his Purple Heart, which has been lost in the paperwork. In the meantime, daughter Sandy Baker says her dad doesn't talk about the war.
We've always known that he had been injured in the war. We didn't know the stories, the particular stories about how that happened, because, as you may know, veterans don't talk about war. They don't talk about their experiences.
Meanwhile, government agencies and nonprofits around the country have been working to reduce the number of homeless victims in America, and they've had some success. The numbers of homeless vets down 55% in the last decade. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Namibia has rejected a treaty with the European Union for fear that it would require the conservative African nation to embrace abortion and the LGBT agenda. Earlier this year, the nation passed legislation. It bars the recognition of gay marriage anywhere throughout that country. This is SRN News. Stellantis Ram brand may have the answer for those who cite range anxiety as the reason they won't buy an electric vehicle.
It's called the Ram Charger, a pickup that can travel 145 miles on electricity with a V6 gas engine. It also has a generator that can recharge the battery while the truck is moving. Electric vehicle sales growth is starting to slow. Polls show the reasons are cost, as well as limited range and too few charging stations.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A European company canceling plans to build the blades for offshore wind turbines in Virginia. It's the latest sign of struggle within the U.S. offshore wind industry. That proposed $200 million factory would have created 300 jobs, and it would have aided Virginia in its aspirations to become a hub or offshore wind. More details at SRNnews.com.